Well, one of the most pressing issues in farming at the moment is the future of the nitrates derogation. This means Irish farmers are able to keep higher stocking rates of cattle on their land. However, it comes at a cost to water quality due to runoff. The Food Vision Group had recommended a dairy cow reduction scheme to compensate Irish farmers for moving to lower stocking levels. But Minister Charlie McConnellogue has told the Farmers Journal he's taking that scheme off the table. He's here in studio. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
So there was this Food Vision Dairy Group recommendation for compensation for farmers for a cull. Why you're saying no to that?
Well, first of all, just to be very clear in reiterating the government's absolute commitment to resecuring and continuing with our derogation. The derogation is very important for our country, and there's very good reason why we have it. Our climate, thankfully, is very conducive to producing grass and crops, and indeed to utilising more nutrients over the course of the year in producing those crops than what would happen in many other European countries. That's why we have the derogation and the facilities there, and that's why we're determined to make sure we retain it. Crucial to that, though, is making sure that we see improvements in water quality. And I'm working very closely with the farming community in relation to taking many steps to see that water quality improve. Because, of course, wider society deserves that. It's something farmers are very committed to as well. And it's also really important to making sure we keep that derogation.
Your own department, we read, briefed that the dairy herd needs to be cut by 65,000 a year for the next 3 years if we're to meet our climate targets. So how are you going to achieve that without an exit scheme for farmers?
Well, of course, what we need to achieve, and the approach I want to ensure we take here, is that we back farmers in relation to the massively important work they do in food production, because that's needed. We're very fortunate in our country's capacity to be able to produce food. The world population is growing, and the world is going to need more food in the years ahead. What we want to achieve, of course, in terms of maintaining and backing farmers in that food production, is making sure that while we're doing that, we're seeing emissions reduce. That we're seeing the sustainable methods we have at the moment become even more sustainable in the time ahead. And farmers are doing a massive...
But all the clover in the world, without the fertiliser, you know, it is down to the stocking rate. It is down to the number of cattle in the field.
Not necessarily. And I mean, we have laid out in our climate action plan several measures which can make a real difference. And there's real significant change ongoing at farm level at the moment. So, for example, over the last 2 years, we've seen a 30% reduction in just 2 years in relation to the amount of fertiliser that has been sown over those 2 years across farms across Ireland. That is leading to a reduction in emissions.
And we've also had reports from the EPA saying agriculture is the primary culprit in bad water quality and failing to meet water quality standards.
And agriculture is leading out in relation to taking steps that actually will see our water quality improve. So, for example, alongside the reduction of 30% we're seeing in fertiliser use in just the last 2 years alone, we're seeing farmers rapidly adopt multi-species sward, which is which is equally productive in relation to grass production, but is much better from a water quality point of view and a sustainability point of view. We're also seeing farmers as well adopt new technology, for example, in relation to the low emission slurry spreading machines, and I'm providing 60% grant aid for that, and that's radically improved as well the capacity to utilise slurry and organic manure over the course of the year, and indeed to become more sustainable too. But also there's very significant work underway, for example, in our beef sector through the Beef Data Genomics Programme, in relation to improving the genetics of our herd, which can see emissions reduce as well. And thankfully we can report on that we are building momentum here.
Those are all incremental improvements, and they are delivering. But the fact of the matter is, it is widely believed, Minister, we will not make those targets with the size of the herd as it is now. And what you seem to be saying to farmers is, you can, you know, make all these incremental changes, but the big thing about the number of cattle on your farm, that's something the government's not going to help you reduce.
Well, it comes back to the point I'm making, that we want to maintain our food production. Now, something I want to achieve as well over the next number of years between now and 2030 is seeing our tillage sector grow. It's obviously under pressure at the moment, particularly given the late growing season, and at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis this past weekend, I announced a €100 per hectare support to tillage farmers this year to help them through this year, because I want to see the tillage sector grow
to
400,000 hectares.
But
that's something that will add. If we produce more tillage in the country, that's something that will improve our and reduce our emissions overall as well. And of course, as well, we'll be shortly publishing our anaerobic digestion strategy, which will also see and enable farmers to be able to produce and utilize land as well for energy production. Okay. And by the end of this decade, we want to see 10% of our total national gas requirements produced at the farm level. That's also something that will contribute to our emissions
reduction.
Solar
farming, and there's all those kind of things. But coming back to water, from 2026, we're going to be on our own in terms of this derogation. So we're an outlier. The ICOS spokesperson at the conference this week saying the only thing the EU Commission wants to hear about, they don't want to hear about the sustainability of Irish farming, they want to hear about water quality. Now, with the number of cattle we've got in the country, how do you meet those water quality targets without reducing them?
It's about how we manage nutrients and making sure we do that effectively. And I put together just about 18 months ago now a stakeholder group of farmers and co-ops and all within the sector to make sure that we're taking the steps which will see water quality improve, and also as well to make sure that we're maintaining that derogation.
But you're turning your back on the recommendation from the Food Vision Group about bringing in a compensation scheme.
Because of the fact that we have options on the table, Anya, which I see will be able to make sure that we're improving, reducing our emissions, improving water quality, but really importantly, and we can't get away from the importance of this, the work that our farm families and farmers that are out in their sheds right now that are doing in relation to food production, we need to see that continue. But what we need to do is enable them through supports as well to reduce the emissions of how we produce that food. And for example, in the last month, I launched the Local Authorities Water Programme, where the government is putting in 60 million euro to support the agricultural sector in relation to the management of water and making sure that we see water quality improve. Also, just last week, I was in Enniscorthy in Wexford, along with Minister of State John Brown, at the Tierlawn launch of their Slaney Catchment Water Management Programme. And that's the type of efforts and collaboration which is going to see
all of
water
that work
quality
is
improve.
Going on. But how long do you think is the EU going to let Ireland continue to be an outlier, the sole outlier we will be on the nitrates derogation, especially if our water quality isn't showing the kind of improvement, isn't meeting the targets?
There is every reason why we should, within the European Union, continue to have our derogation long into the future. Central to that is making sure that we're improving water quality and that our water quality standards are high. Within the context of the wider European Union at the moment, Ireland's water quality is good by comparison with other member states, but we want to see it improve further. We want to see those catchments which are under pressure actually see their water quality improve. And the derogation, the nitrates directive within the European Union, does provide the legal opportunity capacity for member states to apply for a derogation and for that to be secured. We do have to have the support of other member states for that. We are now.
And do you think it might be a bit easier if you press the case for Irish exceptionalism on the nitrates derogation, you know, given the new hearing that's been given to farmers in Brussels after all the protests?
Good water quality is central to making sure we maintain our nitrates derogation. Listen, we're known not just within Europe but across the world as the Green Island. There's a good reason why we're known as the Green Island, because of our capacity to grow grass, because of our capacity to grow crops. That means when those crops are growing, they utilise more nutrients, and that's why, compared to other parts of Europe, for example, which have different soils and drier summers, not the same capacity to utilise nutrients. That's why we should have the capacity to have that derogation, to be able to have more nutrients used over the course of the year. But central to that is all of us working together, as farmers are doing, in relation to taking the steps to make sure that we see water quality improve. And of course, we also need to progress with the steps that have been taken in relation to urban wastewater and the programme that's in place to address that, because that's a significant contributor here too.
You mentioned growing crops. Not many tractors getting out into the fields in this kind of weather.
No, it has been a really, really difficult, not just spring, because it's been an exceptionally difficult spring, but it's also been a really long winter, because
It started raining in September and it really hasn't stopped since. I mean, there are an awful lot of farmers, no matter what happens, even if we get, you know, heat waves for the rest of the year, they're down this year. How are you going to help them?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And listen, farmers, it's really important what I'd say in terms of within neighbourhoods and within farming communities that people support one another through this.
Because you're saying there is enough fodder just in terms of the fodder side, there's enough to go around.
But at that importance and farmers talking, because whether you're waiting to get out into the tillage to till land, or whether you're going out into a shed where animals are still there and they'd normally be out, that's very, very difficult, and it's really, really emotionally testing for farmers. So it's important they support one another in terms of talking about that challenge, but also in terms of supporting one another where there's fodder challenges. From a government point of view, I'm working to support them. I've put in place a fodder transport scheme to bring it, if there's shortages, which there are in some parts, to help the transport of that. I've also paused inspections until the end of this month. And also then at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis Society at the weekend, for the tillage sector, which is under particular pressure, I've committed to delivering €100 per hectare to give farmers the confidence to put seed in the soil for harvest 2024.
And that covers vegetables too, does it?
That covers
potatoes, all
field vegetables. Because anyone who's looking to plant in fields this spring, or indeed that planted last autumn,
because it's getting too late
it was very
for a lot
difficult.
Of farmers on their there, land. There is still
a window available. Thankfully, the weather forecast for the next few days would be seem to be improving. But farmers' confidence is really dented, and I want to give them the confidence to go ahead and plant this year, because we need our tillage sector to be strong, and we need to see those crops. And also in terms then of supporting the livestock farmers through the fodder scheme, and of course last year as well, I did operate a fodder scheme where I delivered up to €1,000 per farm to grow fodder last year, given the increased cost last year of fertiliser, for example, to make sure that we would have enough fodder in the event of a long winter. And this has been an exceptionally long winter, but thankfully, as a result of that, and as a result of 67,000 farmers applying for that scheme last year and everybody working really hard, we have the fodder in the country to have got us through this very difficult and long winter.
But we'll all be paying more for potatoes later in the year?
There's a shortage there's a challenge there, and I know potato farmers are looking to crop and get those potatoes, and I certainly hope they get a good return over the course of this year. But I want to make sure that we have the potatoes in the country, and I wish our potato farmers well as they get into the fields in the next few days and a couple of weeks too.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue, thank you for coming in to talk to us on Morning Ireland.